Well, there are lots of things that make us question, make us feel a little afraid, and make us doubt, make us fret and worry. What are some of those things? What are some of those things that make you worry, make you fret, make you question? What are they? What was that?
Health.
That's right. Our health, the health of those we love and care about. There's much to worry about. What else?
Broken relationships.
Boy, are we human. Those broken relationships are a great cause for concern in our lives. What else?
Finances,
the economy. Boy, I tell you, that made me worry a lot last year. Trying to sell a house in a not-so-good economy. How are things going to be? What else?
Earthquakes,
natural disasters. Talk about things we have absolutely no control about. Earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, tornadoes, you name it. What else?
People traveling,
safety. You know, those we love, those we care about, keeping them safe. What else? We probably sit here for at least half an hour naming those things that worry us and concern us. And it's almost impossible to escape these fears because they're real, very real. We're reminded about how real they are. Anytime that we open up the newspaper or turn on the TV, the media thrives on bad news. I think the media thrives on keeping us afraid, feeling worried. Beyond that, we see things in our own communities, our own neighborhoods, our own circle of friends, our family, in our own homes, things that worry and concern us. Followers of Jesus had many fears too, many of them similar to what we have. You know, they had given up everything that they had to follow Jesus. They gave up their jobs. They gave up their families. They gave up the security of their hometowns, their livelihood. After a while, they began to worry. Where are we going to get clothes? How are we going to eat? Where are we going to live? Who is this Jesus that we're following? Is he really who he says he is? What's going to happen to us? They worried about their families. Would they still accept them? Following Jesus was definitely countercultural. Would they even get to see them? They're worried about their own safety. You know, they worried about what would they say if someone confronted them about their faith. And it was not so much the worry of, am I going to sound ridiculous? But is this person going to kill me? What's going to happen? What is going to happen? It was in the midst of all that worry and concern that Jesus proclaimed words that we know to his followers of every generation, to his followers who were present with him at that point in time, to his followers today. He says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That good shepherd tells us, don't be afraid. Don't worry. Don't worry about what you have, what you don't have. Instead, be generous. Share generously, live generously, because God delights in blessing you generously. It is your Father's good pleasure, the shepherd's good pleasure, to give you the kingdom. I received an email about, how many of you have heard about Shrek the Sheep? A couple of you have, I know, because you were on this email too. But there's a picture of Shrek the Sheep. See Shrek the Sheep? Look at all that wool on Shrek the Sheep. Shrek the Sheep became famous a couple years ago when he was found hiding in some caves. For 6 years, he was missing, Shrek the Sheep. And, of course, during that time, as you can see from the picture, his fleece grew without any shepherd to shear them, to shear him. And when he was finally found and shaved, it says his fleece weighed an amazing 60 pounds. Now, how many of you know what an average sheep, what their fleece would normally weigh? Anybody know? It says here it's about 15 pounds, or just under 10 pounds. Excuse me. Most sheep have a fleece weighing just under 10 pounds. 15 pounds maximum. Shrek, 60 pounds. For 6 years, Shrek carried six times the regular weight of his fleece simply because he was away from his shepherd. When Shrek was found, a professional sheep shearer, say that really fast. I'm not going to say that again. Took care of Shrek's fleece in 28 minutes. 28 minutes with a shepherd took care of 6 years of burden. Shrek's 60-pound fleece was finally removed. All it took was coming home to his shepherd. God wants good things to us. For us, God does not want us to journey through life carrying that extra heavy load and burden of worry and concern and anxiety. God wants good things for us. God wants God things for us. Really, God doesn't want things for us at all because things can burden us. What God wants is our hearts. God wants our hearts freed from those burdens that worry us. Hearts focused on those things of God. Focused not upon earthly treasures, earthly problems and concerns, but upon what God treasures. Things like love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, compassion, generosity. Jesus tells us, where your treasure is, your heart's there too. This is what matters the most. What matters the most is our hearts and how we live out that love of God in our lives each and every day. As everything else is temporary. I came across this week a poem that was written by Michael Josephson. It's entitled, A Life That Matters. And when I read this poem, I thought, this really kind of brings home that point. He writes, ready or not, someday it will all come to an end. There will be no more sunrises, no minutes, no hours or days. All the things you collected, whether treasured or forgotten, will pass to someone else. Your wealth, your fame, and temporal power will shrivel to irrelevance. It will not matter what you owned or what you were owed. Your grudges, resentments, frustrations, and jealousies will finally disappear. So too, your hopes, ambitions, plans, and to-do lists will expire. The wins and losses that once seemed so important will fade away. It won't matter where you came from or on what side of the tracks you lived. It won't matter whether you were beautiful or brilliant. Even your gender and your skin color will be irrelevant. So what will matter? How will the value of your days be measured? What will matter is not what you bought, but what you built. Not what you got, but what you gave. What will matter is not your success, but your significance. What will matter is not what you learned, but what you taught. What will matter is every act of integrity, compassion, courage, or sacrifice that enriched, empowered, or encouraged others. What will matter is not your competence, but your character. What will matter is not how many people you knew, but who will feel a lasting loss when you are gone. What will matter is not your memories, but how you will be remembered, by whom, and for what. Living a life that matters does not happen by accident. It is not a matter of circumstance, but one of choice. Choose to live a life that matters. We gather today. We gather as a community of faith because we know that a life that matters is indeed a life of faith that is centered around Jesus Christ. Today, Jesus tells us. He tells us to not be burdened by worry, but to be free, to be set free to love. To live a life that matters for Christ. We're not called to be fearful. As people of God, we are called to be faithful. And a faithful life is one that's touched by the grace of God. A life that gives thanks and reaches out in love. Jesus reminds us to be ready, to be watchful, to be certain about what it is that we hope for. To expect to see signs of God's presence and God's blessings all around us. To expect to see God's grace happening before us, around us, and maybe even through us. To live our lives as a blessing to others. It's easy for us to become distracted by the things that concern us. Jesus reminds us today that our lives are in God's hands, even in the midst of uncertainty, even in the midst of worry, scary, difficult times. Jesus tells us, keep your minds, your hearts, keep your lives open. Open to those blessings of God that are all around you. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The grace of God sets us free. Free. Free to live lives of love. Free to be generous. Free to love. This is our greatest treasure. It is what we hope for, what we live for, and when we die, it is the thing we hold on to the most. Our lives matter to God. We matter to God. And no matter what happens in this life we live, we are always held with that love and grace of God. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Thanks be to God. Amen.